radio.com.
Thanks for listening to The Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller. Heard exclusively on TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio.
The most important question in all racial matters is why, but always ask it.
Radio, the way it should be heard.
You've got the power. The world's greatest radio. TalkTainmentRadio.com. Talktainment Radio, worldwide sound. Talktainmentradio.com. We give you a reason to come. The world's greatest radio. We give you a reason to stay. Radio, the way it should be heard. You got the power.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of Talktainmentradio.com, the management, the staff, or K&E World Network, LLC.
Live call-in talk show, dial 1-877-932-9766 and join the conversation here on TalkTainmentRadio.com.
This is The Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller, heard exclusively on TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio. Radio, the way it should be heard. And now, Mr. Neely Fuller.
If you do not understand white supremacy, which is racism, what it is and how it works, everything else that you understand will only confuse you. Only confuse you. Only confuse
you. Okay, welcome to the second hour of The Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller, Jr. I'm your co-host, Mr. Bobby, and this is radio the way it should be heard. This is generally known as the Donate Hour. So there'll be an announcement about that later on in the program. But if you listen to this program, and a lot of you do, not just here in the concept called the United States, of course I've renamed it the States United, but that's another thing. You need to donate so that we can keep this bad boy going and speaking the wisdom and the suggestions that Mr. Fuller has been making. And through his book, The United Independent Compensatory Code System Concept. A lot of you have a lot of questions, and if you do, the best way to get me today is to Gmail me at the numeral 7, MrBobby@gmail.com. That's Mr. Bobby, B-O-B-B-Y, at gmail.com. And today, and maybe today only, you will get a priority, and I will take you right to the top of the line. I can do that. Some issues here. Mr. Fuller was addressing this question. Today's topic, excuse me, we're talking about confusion in the system of racism, white supremacy. And one of the things we learned in the first hour was that we have to stay focused so we don't get distracted by the many things that are out there to distract us or throw us off or confuse us. And Mr. Fuller was addressing this particular question. It said, can you ask Mr. Fuller what is the best lesson that Mr. Fuller learned from his male progenitor? There was a second part. We haven't got to that. And Mr. Fuller left off by mentioning that people were poisonous. Mr. Fuller, continue, please.
Yes. Well, and you can't be in a poisonous system. And the government of the world is the system of white supremacy. That's the only real government of the entire planet called Earth. And it's a system that's designed to mistreat people through deception and through direct violence. Now, deception, which causes confusion, is indirect violence. Anytime somebody's trying to fool you in order to harm you, I mean, it's not like playing little child games or something like that, but they are fooling you with the intention of doing harm to you, where you're going to lose something, including maybe your entire existence, then that is a form of violence. A person fools you. Give an example. A person says, knows that that bridge that you're fixing to cross is weak, too weak for your vehicle, because the person has made the bridge weak. They went out in the middle of the night and did things to the bridge to make it weak, so the bridge will not stand the weight of your vehicle.
Yes.
So you come along early in the morning, happy, cheerful, going on vacation, and you're going to cross that bridge. And the person who made the bridge weak in the middle of the night comes out, gases up your car, whatnot, and looks at you with a smile, knowing full well what is going to happen when you cross that bridge. Now, the white supremacists, that's deception.
Yes.
All right? He tells you that, hey, the bridge is open, and it's a brand new bridge, and you'll enjoy your trip, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, knowing full well the weight of your vehicle is not going to get you across that bridge, and that you and your vehicle and your entire family and whatnot, what you call your family, is going to fall into the water.
Yes, sir.
Now, the racists know that. They are good at that type of thing. They do it all over the world all the time. Sets you up for failure in all areas of activity. So that's just one. Okay? So you go waving, smiling, driving across the bridge. And the white supremacist and his white supremacist associates, they look at each other and wink and say, watch this. And the bridge falls and you perish. And that's what they call fun.
Yes.
That's the white supremacist mentality.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they will help set you up. I mean, you know, on the surface, it looks like they're doing you great favors.
Yeah.
They're great at that.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. And that's in every area of activity.
Yes. Yes.
I mean, in economics, they do the same thing. In economics, set you up. And you think that you're going to be sailing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You're going on, you know, hey, this is going to... Oh, but see, you don't see what's coming around the corner.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
all right?
Mm-hmm.
In education, same thing. We are educating you people. Come into our schools, and we're going to teach you this and teach you that. All right? You got to be able to you should go because you don't have any options anyway. All right? Because they are going to teach you a lot of things that are very useful. But along with that, they're going to do what? That's where the poison comes
in. That's where the poison comes
in. See, when they're teaching you something,
mm-hmm.
they're going to put a little bit of poison in it. In economics, when they're giving you something, a stack of money, somewhere in that, they got some cyanide or something between the stacks.
Yes.
All right? It's poison in everything that they approach you with. Economics, education, entertainment. Oh, you want to be a black entertainer. Oh, okay. They come on in. They dress you up, and they just say, how much money do you want? You know, you're going to make this movie, you're going to do this, you're going to do that. See, but at the same time, they're going to put just a little bit. They don't have to put much, because poison has a way of doing what? Spreading. All right? So in everything that they got all glitzy, and very attractive, and all painted up, and all suited up, and extravaganzas all over the place and whatnot, they put just a little bit of poison in there, and you don't even notice it, but that poison begins to spread. And the next thing you know, what you started out to be a festive occasion
mm-hmm.
is going to turn out to be a total disaster.
Total disaster.
Somewhere down the road.
Mm-hmm.
And that's in every area of activity.
Right.
You've got to understand the system of white supremacy, what it is, and how it works.
Exactly, which you mentioned at the beginning of the book. Before I have you answer the second part, you mentioned, since you gave this example about violence. Now, to follow the counter-racist code, would it be appropriate to understand what violence is and how it works? Because you mentioned two forms of violence, direct violence and indirect violence. So you would have to understand, know what they are and understand that. Would that be correct, following the counter-racist compensatory code?
Sure. See, direct violence It's when they just walk up and shoot you in the head.
Okay, boom, yeah. Okay.
That's a done deal.
Yeah.
You know, that doesn't care for a call for a whole lot of explanation.
Even Ray Charles can see that.
Yeah, right. You don't scratch your head about
right.
that trying to figure out what that's about.
Okay.
You're dead. That's what that's about.
Gone.
Okay.
Okay.
Now, the other is, and that's the one that they really like because they can stretch it out and whatnot and enjoy it more, you know. When they kill you, you're just dead. They're just dealing with a dead body now. You know, that's over right now. But when they can confuse you.
Thank you.
Over decades, just keep confusing you, having you doing stupid stuff and you don't know how stupid it is, okay? And they're just laughing all the way at your stupidity, at our stupidity.
Yes, sir.
At my stupidity. At all black people's stupidity, because we're supposed to be stupid forever, okay? And how do you keep people stupid forever? Having them doing stupid things and think that they're doing something great.
Mm.
And they do that through confusion.
Mm-hmm.
By telling you that it's great. Anything stupid that a black person does, a white supremacist will walk up and say, keep it up, all right? I mean, and stupidity to your detriment. You're actually harming nobody but yourself and other black people, all right? Mass stupidity. So they'll help you do that in all areas of activity, economics, education, entertainment, labor, law, politics, religion, sex, and war. Anything that they see a black person has a talent for doing, or has a proclivity, you know, a desire to do.
Yes, sir.
You know, they'll look at it, and they'll help you do it, as long as they can figure out a way to make it non-constructive. All right? That's the thing to watch for.
Mm-hmm.
It's what you're doing. Is it constructive, or is it non-constructive? And you should ask yourself, if it's constructive, how is it constructive?
Mm-hmm.
What does it actually produce that has a constructive effect?
You're staying in the question mode.
Yes, stay in that question mode and ask yourself these questions as you go along doing whatever it is you're doing. Is this constructive? And if it is constructive, how is it constructive?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right. You should ask yourself that question, all day long, every day, regardless of what you're doing. Ask yourself. This thing that I'm doing, is it constructive or is it non-constructive? Because there's no such thing as in between. Every move that every creature makes, birds, bees, people, alligators, is going to have a constructive effect or a non-constructive effect.
Okay.
On something or somebody.
All right. The second part of that says this. Under counter-racist logic, black males cannot be men and or fathers under this current system of non-justice where people who are classified as non-white are not considered to be royal and or people. Would that be a correct assessment? Thank
you.
In
the system of white supremacy, it's not possible for any black male to be a man. It can't be done. As long as he's subject to the system of white supremacy. That's an absolute contradiction. Your manhood is automatically stripped once you become a prisoner of war. You're not a man anymore. You've gone back to being a child permanently as long as you are a prisoner of war. Because children are dependent on what? On men and women. So that's what being a prisoner is about. If you put it in that prison category, that's the best way to think about it because a lot of black people have been to what you call greater confinement according to the code, which is prison. All right? So you're in a baby state. You know, you're fed by somebody. They tell you when to come, when to go. You have no control over anything. Now, a lot of black people say, oh, I run my own business. I got control over this. Oh, the white supremacists say, hey, you can have your own business in prison if I let you. Red in Shawshank Redemption, the movie, He had his own business. He was selling cigarettes and whatnot. The prison masters knew that, all right? So the world is a prison for black people, all right, in the system of white supremacy. The world is a prison, and the black people in that prison cannot be men and women. They can be males and females, but they can't be men and women. And the white supremacists now, since you are threatening, black people are becoming, since the 1960s or 1950s really, and increasingly, more resistant to the system of white supremacy. So the white supremacists are doing what this dialogue is about this morning, confusion. So the white supremacists are saying, oh, we got to confuse them more than we ever have before. So that's why in the key areas of activity, and sex is one of the biggest ones, they are going all out to confuse black people of this entire planet sexually. Sexual confusion. So that you no longer want to be, if you're a black male, you don't even want to be a man. That's what it's all about. And if you're a black female, even though you want to be a woman is the womb of man. That's what woman means. And so she gravitates toward the company of a person who is a man. But it's very difficult for a woman or a female seeking to be a woman to ever become a woman. It can't be done unless she's paired off with a male who is a man. But the black female has to deal with boys. They never become men in the system of white supremacy.
Mm-hmm.
So that frustrates her, and it causes great confusion. And so she's just left out there. Left out there to do what? Well, the law of compensation says, if you don't do one thing, you're going to do something else. So the black female now has to wrap herself around another female, either white or non-white, in order to compensate for black males in the form of men being completely non-existent. And the white supremacists have engineered this on a huge scale.
Yes.
And are pushing it to that metal every minute of every day all over this planet as we speak now on this day in 2019.
Heavy. TalkTainmentRadio.com is a 24/7, no-charge, worldwide broadcasting facility with hosts delivering on various topics such as news, lifestyle, sports, law, health, wellness, religion, and politics. Now, here's a couple that, or three that I'm going to share with you. Stairway to Heaven with Claude, Super Cool with Kahari, and New Money with Drew and Janae. Now, it is very important that you understand that these particular shows are exclusive to TalkTainmentRadio.com. Exclusive, what do you mean? And what is exclusive and how does that work? That means that these shows are only on TalkTainmentRadio.com. Now, to access the information about these shows, go to the TalkTainmentRadio.com homepage and click on Programs. And there you will see a list of all the programs that TalkTainmentRadio.com has. And why don't you sample one to your liking? You don't have to choose these particular ones that I spoke about. There are some up there, including the compensatory concept with Mr. Neely Fuller Jr. and me as your co-host. There are many shows on there. Just sample them and see how you like them. Some you like, some you may not like. That's okay. Sample them and see what they're all about. All this from TalkTainmentRadio.com, radio the way it should be heard. My name is Mr. Bobby. I am the co-host on the Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller Jr., and we are discussing today's topic, Wednesday, March the 27th, confusion in the system of white supremacy, racism. If you didn't get the first hour, go back and get the first hour and hear how Mr. Fuller addresses this particular question. And we're here in the second hour, and oops, oh, yeah, almost cut my paper. Confusion in the system of racism, and which is white supremacy. Mr. Fuller, this comes from a brother down in the concept that is commonly referred to as French Guiana. He said this, Mr. Fuller, what does the code say about the so-called feminism movement when it comes to the non-white female involved in it during the existence of the system of white supremacy?
Well, anything that the white supremacist has something to do with, according to the code, the counter-racist code, anything that the white supremacists have something to do with in the affairs and anything that black people are involved in, and the white supremacists involve themselves in everything that black people are involved in, naturally, because they're running a prison, they have to keep track of their prisoners, is going to serve the system of white supremacy. That's an assumption that you automatically make when you get up every morning and go to bed every night, that whatever you see going on during the time you were awake and during the time that you're asleep, the white supremacists have something to do with it, and it's going to, one way or another, serve the system of white supremacy if it's having any substantial effect at all. Because the prison system feeds what? The prison system.
Mm-hmm.
That's any system. If you have a factory that turns out cars or aircraft or clothes, that's what the factory does. The system of white supremacy turns out victims. That's what it's designed to do. And who are the victims? Non-white people. People classified as non-white. Black, brown, red, yellow. And that's what it's designed to do. So anything that the white supremacists allow you to do in the system of white supremacy, the white supremacists will watch it and see to it that it doesn't steer away from giving support to the system of white supremacy. Now, the victims may not intend to be involved in anything that's going to help the system of white supremacy, but regardless of what the victims, the prisoners of war, intend to do, the warden, the master of the prison, is going to see to it that it doesn't damage the operations of the prison. And as long as it doesn't damage the operations of the prison, in other words, everything just keeps going smoothly in the prison system, they really don't care. So a lot of black people will think that they are doing something that's really great. But if when you examine it in detail, you will say, does this help to support the system of white supremacy,
mm-hmm.
either directly or indirectly? Or does it do any harm to the system of white supremacy, directly or indirectly? And the answers to those questions, when you examine it, well, there it is. If it's not helping to support the system of white supremacy and not doing harm to the system of white supremacy, then what you're doing really doesn't count for very much. You're just biding time. You're just passing time in prison. That's all. But you're not carrying out the mission, the logical mission of taking this prison system apart, which is what we're all supposed to be doing, and replacing it with the system of justice.
Yes. Yes. Okay, let's see here. Okay, yeah, we can do this. Mr. Bobby, oh, by the way, again, if you'd like to get in contact with the show, use the Gmail address, the numeral 7, Mr. Bobby, B-O-B-B-Y, at gmail.com, and you will be expedited. Find out what that is and how it works. But anyway, you will be expedited to the top of the list, and I will read it. Okay, that's what they tell me. Dear Mr. Bobby, can you ask Mr. Fuller what can be done when you consistently ask for an inquiry and or investigation to be done by employers and they continue to say that it is confidential and or delay and not truthful and have ill intentions while white supremacists and or race soldiers continue to practice racism by mistreating and subjugating you while you're on the job? Now, on page 134 of the revised edition, Mr. Fuller suggested using written law and or common law to promote the production of justice, but the white supremacists continue not to tell the truth. Mr. Fuller?
You just do what a prisoner of war does. You keep at it. If you study prison movies and whatnot, or some of them based on historical fact and all like that, what we call so-called World War II, prisoners of war, of Vietnam, any place where people are made prisoners of war for one reason or another.
Yes.
The so-called Civil War. What do prisoners do, logically speaking? Keep at it, trying to figure it out. That's why I use that movie Shawshank Redemption as an example. Andrew Dufresne's mentality, the principal character in the movie, the motivating character, was to do what? Keep at it.
Mm-hmm.
Even when it came to getting a prison library, which was a step in helping him to get out of prison, getting a library and getting access to that library.
Mm-hmm.
After he had the library installed in the prison.
In the prison.
He wrote letter after letter.
Yes,
anybody remembers the scene?
Yes.
And he kept getting turned down.
Yes.
But he just kept at it.
He kept at
it. Kept at it and kept at it. Now, there's an old saying, when you don't have any money and you don't have any friends and you have very little sense, the one thing that history has shown that pays off is one word, persistence.
Persistence.
And there's a biblical saying, Bible saying, about go to the ant, thou sluggard, consider her ways and be wise. Meaning, if you study an ant, and I've looked at ants sometimes, they never stop working. You can kick an ant heel down. Like when I was younger and had that destructive attitude put there directly, indirectly by the white supremacists. Just walk along a country road and you see an anthill. So just kick it down. You know, kick it down for what? Just for the sake of kicking it down. You know, kicking down the ant's home. That's what you're doing. And I used to do that on country roads many, many, many years ago. But I would come back and I would see those ants doing what? Putting that anthill right back, just like it was. I mean, and they would start doing it the minute they hit the ground. They didn't wait. They didn't walk around feeling dejected or in despair or saying, I'm giving up. No, ants don't give up. Ants do what ants do. And that is what? They got that one word. There's one thing that you can notice about an ant, even an ant in a glass jar, trying to get out of that jar. If you walk away from that jar, seeing that ant trying to crawl up the wall of the jar to get out of the jar and keep sliding back down, you come back 3 days later, that ant is still trying to do just that, trying to figure out a better way of doing it. I mean, but it never gives up.
Never.
And so that's the lesson.
Okay. Hold that thought there, Mr. Fuller. We're going to, because we didn't finish the question. TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go. Download TalkTainmentRadio.com app to your cell or to your tablet. Podcasts are available. That's radio the way it should be heard. Stay right there. We're going to have Mr. Fuller look at that page 134 in the revised edition. And address the written laws and what you must do, staying focused so that you're not confused. All that and more coming up next here on TalkTainmentRadio.com. Radio, the way it should be heard.
TalkTainmentRadio.com is proud to present the compensatory concept. It is an effective system for countering the effects of white supremacy. TalkTainmentRadio.com is able to carry the first hour. However, the cost for the second hour is exceeding our limited budget. That is why we ask for your kind assistance in keeping the second hour on the air. If you believe like we do, help us in this struggle for justice. Go to the gold donate button on the TalkTainmentRadio.com web page and hit the gold donate button. That's the gold donate button. And please donate. Help us to keep the second hour of the compensatory concept on the air. Thank you.
Are you ready for a high school that allows you to work at a place that is right for you? Are you ready to earn a certification in healthcare, business, or manufacturing while achieving your high school diploma? Then you are ready for Life Skills High School, a free public school option for high school students 16 to 21 years old. Learn more about your free high school educational options at lifeskillshs.org or call them at 1-800-888-7992. Life Skills High School, education that fits your life.
For the best home fragrance and beauty products, shop Ash Kickin online.
That's A-S-H-K-I-C-K-I-N.
Made with 100% natural quality ingredients and handcrafted with your family in mind, Ash Kickin products are better than those other guys. Ash Kickin candles, incense, body butter, face moisturizer, and hair moisturizer are priced just right, and you can get yours at 10% off with coupon code TALK17. Support this 100% black-owned business and get your home and body smelling and feeling all right.
That's A-S-H-K-I-C-K-I-N.
Shop Ash Kickin online at www.ashkickin.com.
Stand by for an important announcement for renters and investors.
You have probably heard about this bad economy and high foreclosure rate. I'm here to bring you hope. Every foreclosed property is a blessing or a deal for a new buyer or investor. These properties are selling every day all over Central Ohio for several reasons. They are equity rich, worth tens of thousands of dollars above their price. There is down payment money available and remodeling funds if needed. Don't let the doom and gloom news keep you from your dream of home ownership. Call Linco Realty today at 865-9614. That's 865-9614. Call now. Always remember, these times, like all times, are good times if we but know what to do with them. They also have programs for investors who want to get off the couch and run with the big dogs. Call Linco today at 865-9614 or log on to repohomeslist.com.
Looking for something special for your club or group? Take a trip. Cruise Planners will help you plan the event of a lifetime. Explore exotic places from Africa to Asia, Bermuda to Las Vegas to Hawaii, with special offers that make it affordable and exciting. Click on to www.greatgetawaytrips.com for great deals or call today at 614-707-SHIP. That's 614-707-7447.
Here's an idea. You've heard of the notion of pay it forward. It comes from the 2000 movie Pay It Forward. Basically, the premise is helping someone with no expectations of payback, providing assistance to someone, passing information on, simply doing a good deed for a total stranger, and instead of allowing them to pay it back, ask them to pay it forward. Doing favors for other people and asking them to do the same. The principle is the same as multi-level marketing, except that instead of soap or vitamins, it's generosity between strangers that is being passed on. Pay It Forward is mentoring. It's volunteering in your community. It's shoveling a neighbor's snow or cutting an elderly person's grass for them or taking a senior to the store. Don't wait for someone else to do something good. Do it yourself. It starts with you. Talktainment Radio strongly embraces the notion of pay it forward. In fact, we just did.
Have you ever dreamed of being a karate master? Well, stop dreaming and start chopping with the Karate Glove.
Hi, my name's Molly, inventor of the Karate Glove, and I have just 1.5 words for you. Hi-yah!
The Karate Glove chops through anything. Just put it on and instantly chop through wood.
Hi-hi!
Concrete.
Hi-yah!
Brick walls.
Hi-yah!
Trees.
Hi-yah!
Small cars. It can even chop through these 8 guitars. It chops things.
If I can invent a karate glove, just imagine what you can do. Visit inventnow.org to get started on your invention. Anything's possible. Keep thinking.
Brought to you by the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, the National Inventors Hall of Fame Foundation, and the Ad Council.
It's hi-yah time!
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers!
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You got the power!
TalkTainmentRadio.com, we go where you go. Download TalkTainmentRadio.com app to your cell or to your tablet. That is radio the way it should be heard. My name is Mr. Bobby, and of course I'm the co-host on the Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller Jr. And our topic for Wednesday, March the 27th, 2019 is confusion in the system of white supremacy, racism. Continuing on with the question that was previously asked, Mr. Fuller, the Gmailer indicated something on page 134, and he says, on page 134 of the revised edition, Mr. Fuller suggested using written law and or common law to promote the production of justice, but the white supremacists continue not to tell the truth. They delay my applications. They use my care unit against me to destabilize my ability to maintain some form of well-being in all areas of people activity. What can a victim do?
The victim can only persist. I kept using that word persistence because that's all you can do as a prisoner of war. You can persist. You can keep making the same point that you started out making and keep saying it over and over again. Why? Because the alternative is to stop doing anything at all. And that shouldn't be an option. That's why I use the ant as an example.
Yes.
You would think that an ant, after you kick that ant hill down 12 times in a row, that the ant would give up in making ant hills. But ants make a certain species of ants make ant hills. That's what they do. So regardless of what storm comes,
yes,
what vehicles come,
yes,
whatever comes, that ant is going to say, I am an ant.
Mm.
And I am an ant that has the quality built into me to make ant hills. So ant hills truth is what I'm going to do,
mm-hmm.
as long as it's possible for an anthill to be made.
Yes.
And no matter how much you try to destroy that in me, I am never, ever going to stop doing what I'm doing.
Yes, right.
And so that is it.
I got you, Mr. Fuller. I remember Charles Terry told me once in 1973, he said, man, I can't quit. Now I understand. Okay, let's go to the phone lines. Caller, you're on with Mr. Fuller. What is your question?
I don't have a question. I want to talk about under PGQ.
You mean VGQ?
Who?
Did you say PGQ or VGQ?
PGQ.
Okay, I'm not familiar with that term, but go ahead, sir.
Oh, victims qualified.
Oh, okay, VGQ.
VGQ.
Okay, I got you.
On the item of confusion, the white supremacists, as we know them, are not the elites. And I think, you know what I'm saying, there's a confusion that the white supremacists are in control, but that they are not, you know what I'm saying, they're not the brains of the paradigm. And I say that because when we look at the assassinations of Martin Luther King, and we look at the assassination of Malcolm X, and Martin Luther King in particular, he was assassinated because the white supremacists, you know what I'm saying, felt that he had too much power. Like in the movie Malcolm X, they said no man should have that much power. And white supremacists are all about power, right? But the thing of it is that Martin Luther King, under their paradigm, right, under the nine areas of activity of religion, was a pacifist in all respects, as they portray. So why would they want to take him out? Because he presented power, a power structure, you know, that was over them, and that shows ignorance, you know, to a great extent. That shows ignorance wrapped in arrogance by the white supremacists.
No, okay.
So I want to posit to you that white supremacists are not the most intelligent; that they have people over them, which are the elites.
Okay.
I would like for Dr. Neely Fuller. I'll take my answer off the phone.
Okay. All right. That really wasn't a question, because you did say it was VGQ, but Mr. Fuller, he was or is looking for a response, even though it was VGQ. So would you care to respond to what the caller said?
Yes, but I will respond under the law, the code of VGQ, and that is, that's his comment, and it should be considered that if I understand what he's saying, that the white supremacists don't have the power that they seem to have, but their power comes from the elite. Something, I think he used the word elite, is that correct?
I believe he did, yes.
And so the question could be raised, are the elite white supremacists? So it's still white supremacy, if I understand what is being said. Is you have a white supremacist that they are not supreme, that the elite is supreme over the white supremacists, and what is the elite? Are the elite people? Are they something from another planet? What is the elite? Are the elite white supremacists? Which means there's still white supremacy, if I understand correctly. That is to eliminate what? Confusion.
Confusion. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Okay.
That's the question that I would ask.
Okay. But he did.
Are the elite white supremacy?
Right. And he did.
We have white supremacy as the supreme system of government, but the white supremacists are not the smartest people. That's something called the elite are the smartest people, and they control the conduct of the white supremacists. But then a question is raised, are the elite people? to start with. And if they are people, the quote-unquote elite, are they white supremacists? And that's the question that I would have.
Okay.
Which means it's still white supremacy.
Still white supremacy. All right. Before we have you speak about your book, let me take this phone call. Line one. Okay. Thank you for calling. Line one, go ahead. You're on with Mr. Fuller. What is your question, please?
Good morning, Mr. Fuller. I had a question for you. There was recently an incident where there was two rappers. One is a male and one is a female, but the female calls herself a gay rapper. Like, she dresses like a man and has a deep voice and this type of stuff. But long story short, the male rapper was flirting with the female rapper, saying that she's still a woman and, you know, pretty much saying that he likes her. And it caused a big uproar on the internet of people saying that the male rapper was harassing her and all, you know, stuff like this. And I just saw confusion. And the male rapper was saying she's a female and I'm a male and what's the issue? I just wanted your thoughts on that, because to me it was just total confusion. And I know you speak on sexual confusion.
Okay. Thank you, caller, so much for that call. Mr. Fuller, you want to speak to that before we get to your book?
Well, from what you're saying, self-evident. Confusion, which is exactly what the white supremacists want. And anything that non-white people are doing, anything that black people are doing, what the white supremacists want is non-constructive confusion, because confusion is non-constructive. That's what confusion is for. Understanding eliminates confusion. The white supremacists do not want black people to understand anything for what it really is, because when you get understanding, you're eliminating ignorance. And you are given, and when you eliminate ignorance, that means power is being gained. Power is the absence of ignorance. There's no such thing as an ignorant person being powerful or ignorant anything. Knowledge is power. Knowledge and understanding. Understanding what you know. Understanding how things work. So, from what I'm hearing from that scenario that's being laid out, it's just more confusion on the part of the white supremacists. And it means that it just makes them more powerful. It doesn't make the black people more powerful at all. It just gives more power to the white supremacists, because it's the black people who are going at each other in a confused manner.
Yes.
That's what they want.
Okay.
All the time.
Okay. All right. Thank you for your patience, callers. 1-877-932-9766 is the number that you can call to get into the show in our remaining moments. Or you can Gmail me at the numeral 7, Mr. Bobby, B-O-B-B-Y, at gmail.com. But right now, just briefly, we're going to have Mr. Fuller speak about his book, and then we will return to the Gmails and callers. Mr. Fuller, go ahead, please, sir.
Yes, well, we have been talking about things that are in the book. The book does not cover the book that you can get by going to producejustice.com. I just want to keep reiterating that so that we don't miss that, how you can get the book.
Yes.
Just go to producejustice.com. And the method for ordering the book, the basic textbook, and the additional word guide, if you want that. I just recommend the basic textbook. And if you want the additional word guide, you can get that too. Because words are very important. Words motivate people. Words cause people to do whatever they do. We are all influenced by the type of words that are being used. Directly, indirectly, all the time, millions and millions of words. So the textbook itself, the basic textbook, is made up of what? Words. Words about what? About, hopefully, how to solve the race problem. That's actually what I intend to try to do, actually solve the race problem, not poke around at it, not trying to improve conditions within the system of racism, but actually end the system of racism. End it how? By the individual actions, speech and action of ordinary black people wherever they happen to be on the planet. That's what I wrote the book for. That's the intention. It's addressed to the individual person where you don't have to check with anybody. You don't have to look over your shoulder. You don't have to follow anybody except you follow the thing that anybody that you would be following, if you're following them, should be following. And that is what? Logic. The book, the way I have written it, is designed intentionally, hopefully, to help the individual black person, non-white person, to find the logic that will cause him or her to speak in a certain way that will always have a constructive effect for them as an individual person or for others, or to act in a way that will always have a constructive effect. By constructive meaning what? You're eliminating this system of racism called white supremacy and replacing it with what? Replacing it with a better system, which would be what? A system of justice, which means what? Guaranteeing that no person is mistreated, that's number one. And number two, guaranteeing that the person that needs help the most gets the most constructive help. Guaranteeing that the person is not mistreated, and guaranteeing that the person that needs help the most gets the most constructive help. In regards to what? In regards to everything. Economics, education, entertainment, labor, law, politics, religion, sex, and war. And I've tried to write a book making suggestions about what to do about the system that opposes that, meaning the system of white supremacy, and that helps to produce, hopefully, a system that is better, that will replace the system of white supremacy with the type of system that should have existed in the known universe among the people of the known universe in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a system of justice. But go to producejustice.com, and everything in the book is a suggestion about what the individual person can do and not do on a daily level,
mm-hmm.
on a daily basis.
Daily basis, okay. ProduceJustice.com.
ProduceJustice.com.
Okay. All righty. Phone lines are still open now. Thank you for your patience, and thank you for your call so far. 1-877-932-9766. You can Gmail me also at the numeral 7, Mr. Bobby, B-O-B-B-Y. At gmail.com. We've been talking, or have rather, Mr. Fuller has been discussing confusion, what it is and how it works in the system of racism, which is white supremacy, for Wednesday show, the 27th of March, 2019. Mr. Fuller, here's a question from Jason. He says this: Mr. Fuller, why does a non-white person need the approval of another white person to prove a white person is racist? I think you addressed it earlier, but maybe he didn't hear that.
The reason why, under compensatory logic, is that in a system of white supremacy, one prisoner cannot prove to the warden anything by going and getting another prisoner to make that proof. Prisoners of war, that's what black people are in the system of white supremacy. War was declared on black people before any of the black people on this planet who are here now were born. And they were put into captivity. Every black person on the entire planet is a prisoner of war right now in 2019. That's the hypothesis. Now, that's either true or false, but you start with that as being the truth, a prisoner of war. So if I go to the warden, as an example, I'll try to make it simple. I'm a prisoner of war. So I go to the prison master and I say, I'm being mistreated down in my cell block. I'm being mistreated by one of the guards. And I want it stopped.
Mm-hmm.
And so I bring with me another prisoner to help me to tell the warden that I'm being mistreated. Now, if the warden has made up his or her mind, the prison master has made up his or her mind that there's no mistreatment, and I say, well, I got proof because I got my fellow prisoner here. And he saw it. He saw me being beaten down there. And that's against the prison rules under those circumstances. And the warden says, and I'm going to believe him or her, your fellow prisoner, against one of my guards? Are you kidding? Get back in your cell. Now, I'll say, well, but I'm giving you proof. And not only that, I can prove it by everybody in my cell block. I mean, if you bring them all up here, they will agree with me. And the warden would just simply say with his feet on the desk, he's not even being uncomfortable about it. He's not uncomfortable at all about what I'm saying. Why? Because he's the prison master, that's why. That's the system of white supremacy, folks. You can't prove nothing if the warden decides... I'm not paying any attention to you and what you were saying about your condition. And I don't care how many prisoners, fellow prisoners you bring up here. Now, if one of the guards come up and say that the other guard is mistreating you, now I'll listen. Why? Because they are equal. They are my guards. They are prison masters along with me. So we will decide whether this is true or false.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't bring a fellow prisoner up here and prove nothing to me. And if he stays in my office after I tell both of y'all to get the heck out of my face and you all refuse to go, you and your so-called proof is going to be in solitary confinement.
Just like Andy Dufresne when he said, I'm
just
too.
Like Andy Dufresne, right? I mean, he couldn't go and get red to prove nothing to the warden. That ain't going to work.
No.
You can't get a fellow prisoner to do that. It
no,
won't
sir.
Work.
No, sir.
And any black person who thinks that they can pull that off, I say try it. Don't listen to, like I say about everything in the code, don't listen to Neely Fuller say something and take that and you walk off with it thinking you can take that to the bank. You put it to a test.
Yes.
That's the best way.
Okay. Well, okay, that's our show for this day, Wednesday, the 27th of March, 2019. Confusion. We got a good show coming up next week about contradictions to the wanting to produce justice. We're going to have Mr. Fuller address that. But thanks for listening to The Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller, Jr. Thank you for your calls. Thank you for everything that has happened here. And TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio, radio the way it should be heard. We will see you next week.
Thanks for inviting me.
Thanks for listening to The Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller. Heard exclusively on TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio.
The most important question in all racial matters is why. One should always ask it.
Radio, the way it should be heard.
You got the power. The world's greatest radio. TalkTainmentRadio.com.